This is KPTZ, 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, July 15th, 2022. There is some federal grant money headed towards Jefferson County from two different sources. The Washington State Department of Agriculture is offering more than $16 million in grants to help small farms and food businesses withstand ongoing economic impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic. The grants are designed to improve the strength and resiliency of Washington's local food systems. With so much agriculture in Jefferson County, this grant should provide some needed support if area food sources are fortunate enough to get some. To see if you qualify, go to agr.wa.gov. Much more federal money has been allocated for coastal resiliency projects. $225 million will be available to Washington's Orca and Salmon Recovery Networks, nonprofit organizations, local and state agencies, and tribal governments. $77 million is designated for fish barrier removal. This includes small culverts, dikes, deadbeat dams, and other blockages that prevent fish from accessing spawning grounds. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, is overseeing these grants. There is a lot of information for interested organizations at www.noaa.gov/climate-resiliencefunding. In addition to the $77 million, there is a lot more money in this salmon recovery bill, and it is wonderful to see that funds have been allocated. But the fate of salmon is very complicated. These fish are a factor in so many of our problems, and up until now, for the most part, they have batted last, despite the work of many dedicated programs and people. Dams, politics, pollution, electricity, shipping, fishing, forestry, all have a salmon in the mix. Let us hope all this money is spent wisely and does not come too late. The Whale Research Center in Friday Harbor names its orca whales by letters and numbers. Last week, they spotted members of K-Pod that they hadn't seen since November. In the pod was K-20, who was traveling with a new calf, now named K-45. The center reports 45's sex is unknown at this time. Its size and shape are typical of a calf in good physical condition. This is good news, since the local orca population has been diminishing at an alarming rate. Researchers believe the whales are actually starving because there is not enough Chinook salmon. So let's hope that there's a solution to the Chinook supply problem and that K-45 has a long and productive life here in Puget Sound. It takes a lot of salmon to keep an orca healthy. Low tide will cancel the two early Coopville-Port Townsend ferry runs tomorrow, Saturday, July 16th. This summer weekend is again full of possibilities. There are lots of family fun events, starting this evening on Fort Worden's parade grounds. The Marine Science Center will be offering outdoor run-around games based on marine themes from 6:30 to 8:30. On Saturday, take your kids and yourself to a wire sculpture and weaving workshop at Chetsamoka Park. And if wood is more your thing, check out a turning workshop on Sunday at the Gardner Community Center. On Sunday, Chimicum's Interdependence Day starts with a pancake breakfast at the Grange Hall. And then there's the farmers market, a hula hoop making workshop, a choir performance, and Cajun dancing at Finn River. Also during the weekend, there are two history tours and lots of music, or even comedy, to go with your beer or wine. The lighthouse at Point Wilson is open. And as always, there are long stretches of beach and forested paths to walk down. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and noon on Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and stay safe.